All right, good luck. Welcome back to another winter. This is already, I think, our seventh winter, and it's a chizik to me that the Olam keeps on coming and it's mechayiv me. But I think for all of us, Limud HaTorah, especially Limud HaTorah b'Chabura, is one of the highest forms of Limud HaTorah, and it's hard to beat in terms of being Eisa Nachas Ruach L'Yetzrei. It's a very hard thing to beat of Limud HaTorah b'Rabbim, especially Limud HaTorah b'Chabura, where each one is Yemel Chaver Chazak. We're starting Miat Hashem this winter with the topic of Asagas Gvol. The Olam probably remembers a number of years ago we did Anim HaPek B'Chararo, which is, I guess, a cousin of Hasagas Gvol, but Hasagas Gvol from a whole different angle. And whatever is Negei that we need, Miat Hashem I'll hopefully bring in, but Be'ika, where it's new dynamics of Hasagas Gvol. The Simon itself is Kuf Nun Vav, and it's basically divided into two parts. The first half of the Simen talks about the Hasagas Gvul of neighbors, of neighborhoods, residents, what you're allowed to do in the neighborhoods, what you're not allowed to do in the neighborhoods, when you're allowed to be Ma'akev. That's the first half, which I hope to go a little quicker through. And the second half is the Hasagas Gvul, which is the more well-known Hasagas Gvul of competition, competition in business, when you're allowed to compete, how you're allowed to compete, etc. Just a disclaimer, I put on the sign Hasagas Gvul, and everyone knows it as Hasagas Gvul, but truth be told, this has nothing to do with Hasagas Gvul. This is not Hasagas Gvul of the Torah. When the Pasuk says L'Hasagas Gvul Reyacha, it's not talking about not residents and not of neighborhoods, it's not talking about competition. What it's talking about is when you're stealing a piece of land from your neighbor, you move over the border. That is the Issa of Hasagas Gvul Medaraisa, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, correct? And that Grada might have attached with another is of Gezel Midoraisa, could be Makhlek as Yishayim. It's not really not for now. But it became commonly known as this is considered Hasagas Gvul, what we talk about practice, encroaching upon someone else. That's really what this is, encroaching upon someone else's rights in terms of his rights to live, peace, quality of life issues, and his life, his right to have a fair a business. Okay, so let's start. Like I said, the first half is talking about the neighborhoods. We're going to start at Sif Aleph. As the klal is, Din Misha Yerlum Nosa Shechaveroi, or Misha Mevis Cher Le'ir Acheres, which is really the second half. Interesting that the klal doesn't even include the first half. But the first half, is, like I said, is talking about the residential neighborhoods, what you're allowed to do to mess up the neighborhood. All right, let's start. Zakta Machava, Echud Mibnei HaMovi She'enu Mufolish. If we're talking about a Movi which is not Mufolish, that means that you cannot, there's no pass through, there's a way to get in, there's no outlet. You can't go from one end to the Movi and out the other end. You can go in and make a U-turn and get out, but you can't go like a dead end area. And just to understand what a Mavi is in Rabbi Erevin all over, Mavi means that there are a bunch of houses that all share common property called a chotzen. And then there's another cluster of houses that have a property that they share called a chotzer. And then there's maybe a third, a fourth, etc. Then all these chotzerim share, go lead into a majorly common area called a movi. It means a movi is something which is shared by many chotzerim, and a chotz is something that's shared by many houses. So that's a movi. And this movi, if this movi is a movi she'enu mufulish, if you can, it's not traveled through, so people generally don't use it, only the people or the residents of that neighborhood. It's not like an open street that it's free for all. Anyone who wants to go to yeshiva, let's say, passes by Autumn Road or whatever it is. No, it's not that. It's talking about where it's a dead-end street, so if you have no business there, you're not going to be there. So it's a more peaceful and quiet neighborhood. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. Imovi she'enu mufulish. And the Ramah, even that, he's not so happy with. He's like, Ramah, Yeshoimim de b'movi enum yecheilam namchais. If you have a movi, even if it's enum mufulish, no, that's not enough of a peaceful environment that allows you to stop people from coming in. Ve'ein dinin elo amurim, and this whole sif, or the whole few sif from the beginning of the simen, is talking about dafka rat b'chotzes, only talking about something which is chotz, which is even more private. Who else is going into the chotz? Only the people of these houses are going into the chotz. Someone who's not in this chotz is not coming here. Shebikesh. Now, one of these people in this movi, or the chotz later Amor, was Bikesh Lasois. He wanted to become a roifei. or an omen, or a gardi. What does this mean? So zok the taich, lav dafka, this is from the Ramah, but zok the taich could be his lavosh, you have to know who it's from. Pirish, what's a pirish omen? Omen means lahak is dam, that is mak is dam, there's a blood letter. Or pirish gardi, what's a gardi? He's an urig begodim, he's a weaver. Oy soif ishtaris, or he writes, he's a lawyer, he drafts contracts. Oy melamed tenoikes, or he's a teacher. Provided it's a limud she'enu shel Torah, he doesn't teach Torah, he teaches history, math, etc. In all these cases, b'nei ha'movi ma'akvim alav, anyone, a resident of the movi, has a right to stop him. M'nei why shemar ba'aleim ha'nechnosim v'yoyzim. Because by doing so, he's drawing all the customers, all the clientele to his business into the neighborhood. It was a very peaceful, quiet neighborhood. All of a sudden, overnight, we're having major traffic coming into the neighborhood. All your customers are now coming here. You're ruining the area, and it's mar ba'aleim ha'nechnosim v'yoyzim. It becomes pretty crowded. If I want to get out, I got to go around the car. It's double parked. It's I don't have the rafkis and the enjoyment that I had till now. So therefore, I have a right to stop you from becoming any one of these professions. And the Rama, Yad Rama says, it's hu adin sha umnias, it's lav dafka, this profession, any profession that draws people to come there, who draws customers, draws clients to come there, you're allowed to stop. In fact, as a dogma, we once gave this as a mashal, one girsa, instead of being seifa, was saper, means a barber. The Rabbeinu Gershom Bar Gaila brings down that some had that girsa. So you're not allowed to be a barber either in a mavi shenu mafulish or a chatzal later ramah, because again, you're bringing in customers. It's just a mashal, another mashal of another profession, but tein l'kachem v'yakem oid, you can't bring in a confection collection either, because you're going to bring in a lot of business into the area. Show me one. All right. So now, the Mechaba over here says the reason why is because you're bringing in major traffic here. It's I lost my rafches. My enjoyable living was lost. If you look in the Rishonim, I would say even every, but just not to catch me, but kimat every Rishon Taka says that the pshat is because of the chak. The riba hanachnosim, they call it. The riba hanachnosim are going to bring a dechak. I don't have that rafkas that I had till now. But then there's another chelik of the Shoinim, the Rambam Yad Rama, who says there's really another time which they hold is even a better time, and that is the koil of the nechnasim v'yotin, not just the dechak, but the noise, the honking, the tumult, the talking, day, night, lazop. I lost my quiet, peaceful environment. So they're worried about the noise, and specifically they say, I can't sleep. Every time I'm trying to take an afternoon nap, all of a sudden I hear a honk, I hear knocking on doors, people are schmoozing outside, it disturbs me. So they're worried about not only the dechak, they're worried about the koil as well. And other Rishonim, like let's say the Ramban, Rashba, that set of Rishonim say, no, we're not worried about koil, even though look, in one in the Lashonis of the Gemara that uses koil, it's lav dafka, it really means just the chak. So it's a makloikis, it's a dafka, the dechak, or it's even the koil. Now the Machab over here only says, he's worried about the dechak. But truth be told, if you look in Sif Beis, over there, and just borrowing a lashon over there, it says, there he is worried about the koil. So the achrenim say it's lav dafka, it's interchangeable. Here's koil, there's ribui. Here's ribui, there's koil. Doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing. One mechaba put here ribui and there koil. Anyone has a good teretz, please let me know. But ba'etzem, the mechaba goes with the shita of Yad Raman, the Rambam, that for both reasons you're allowed to be moicha. And the Yad Rama says the reason why koil is even a better reason than riba anachnasim, than the dechak, is because the dechak is only when certain times that you could figure out. Let's say I say, don't open up this practice because you're going to bother me. You're bringing in a lot of people coming into the area. So the guy can say, no, I'll minimize it to a certain time, and you'll be able to work around your schedule to get in and out of the complex without going during that time. So I won't stare you. So he says that the chak you could minimize to a specific time. Mashenken, koil is a problem, because what do you can do with koil? Koil, I want to sleep all day long. I want to sleep at night. I might want to take an afternoon nap. I want to go to sleep anytime. My kids want to take a nap. So be'etzem, kol is a problem all the time. So therefore, they hold that kol is even a better reason. The Achronim really didn't know this Yad Ramah, and they're mooching Kol. Kol is very nice. You're going to sleep at night, but what does it have to do with the day? And some want to say that maybe their stores used to be open at night, and today our stores are not open at night. Memelo, there's no more problem of Kol. So the Sholem Aksam Sefer tried to suggest that. Aksam Sefer throws them out, but that was a suggestion. If you look at the Kesef HaKochim in the bottom, he says, Yishloimo, Shigam Bechanus, Shein Boim Lashom Rak Beyoim Shayekain, even though it's only open during the day, Ki Kama Anoshim Yishenim Shinas Terayim Gam Bechoil Bekeva. And also, sometimes it's open a little later in the day, and it's at Ben Hashmoshish, Shechichim Bechanuyus, Vabbe Yishenim Oz. Hatayna b'yoisa gam lepam. He's mooching a little bit. Gam lepam brings another reason. Koinim boim b'nechitza balayla. They're desperate. They need mamish this box of chocolate for this shalom zocher tonight or this vachnak, so they'll wake up and see on David. Liknis me amonus v'tzrikim limkol lahem oz. Vein tayna shol yiftach balayla b'shum moifin ki yesh. Are you going to say Yeshlem that he's going to watch B'Yeshiv Meshamba? That you can't do. So what you see from here is they're mooching. But the truth, the Rishonim say, yes, a person has a right to go to sleep during the day. He has a right to go to sleep, obviously, during the night. And at any time, you're going to open up your store and bring in people and noise. You're bothering me. You're disturbing my sleep. So therefore, I have a right to stop you. All right, so that's, we pass and we go with both cheetahs. Also, to define what's considered, well, the Rambam only says it's a chatzah, not a mavi, but even what would be a mavi or a chatzah, I didn't have the time, I made a bar mitzvah today, but I didn't have the time to look through, but I remember many years ago, I saw some tshuvas. I thought it was maybe the Zakan Aaron. I looked quickly, I couldn't find it. I think it might be a tshuva who lived at the 1880, something Shalom. I have to look it up. Who says that we're not talking about today's houses. Today's houses, I could be right next to you, and we could even be, let's say, on a dead-end street. Mamish dead end, no outlets. We have the Einum Mefulish Chetshabai, and we have, it's not like Chetzer is going into Mavi. We only have our street or whatever. But they say that that's not considered a Chotzah. A Chotzah means two houses go into one common area. If you a typical neighborhood where you own your front lawn and it's not shared, and your neighbor owns his front lawn and it's not shared, etc. So all these lawns are not a chotzah. It's your private chotzah. It's not the chotzah that we're talking about. And memela, you don't have a right to be ma'akev. What the din is talking about when the chatzeris were mushutofis, that you'll have complexes where there is common area in Lakewood Leroy. Or if you'll have an apartment building, the whole hallway and the whole stairway, all that is common area. Yeah, so common area, then you're bothering me. We share a certain area, and you're bothering my area. You're trying to use your chelik of the area and stepping all over me. That's a problem. A courtyard. Okay, very good. But typically, most houses where they have private lots and private areas, that wouldn't even be the realm of a chatzah. I would love to look it up again, so don't quote me on this one, but that's how Kumundumani from many years ago. All right. Fine. So that's what the Machaber says. You're allowed to stop any person here. Now, Zot continues the Machaber. Vafilu nisratu loy kulam. And even if everyone is maskim, everyone says, gezin to hide. In fact, I enjoy having a bob in the neighborhood. It's very convenient. And there's one Nudyak, who wants to be ma'akev, chutz me'echad, still oisei echad, that individual is ma'akev, a love has a right to stop him from coming. You don't have to have a roiv, a majority. One person who's part of this chotzah meshutif, or this movi like the makaba, has a right to be ma'akev. All right. Now let's see a sman, a very important sman in Sivkot and Gimel. The makaba gave an example, a roife, pasha is a doctor, or an umin, which is translated in the parentheses as a blood letter. Umin pish kuliyam, that's a makiz dam. Everyone knows that the umin that we're referring to here is a makiz dam. But what's a roife? Pish rashi, a moil. A roife is a moil. And even a moil, you have a right to stop. Then people, I guess, used to come to the moil to have the bris, and you're constantly bringing in people to the area. So even that person I want to stop. The Chen Kosebi Eshushan, the Levush Khan says the same thing, that what we're talking about a roife means a moil. You're allowed to stop a moil from practicing in your Chatzah HaMishotav. Zaktis Ma, V'loidok, But the Yeshushan was not Medayik, the truth, yes, Rashi says it, but we don't go like Rashi. Why? Shamakachaba al kochuch l'sri lehocha, the Makaba cannot hold that roifi means a moil. Shari b'samach b'siv gimel, because later on in siv gimel, kosav, d'chol mili de mitzvah, anything that's considered a mitzvah, eino yochol limchisba, you're not allowed to stop him from doing. You're allowed to stop him from practicing a regular profession, a gadi, a weaver, a lawyer, whatever it is. But someone was doing a dvar mitzvah, the mechavo is makloikas v'shainim, and Rashi and the Ramban Pashas hold that a dvar mitzvah you're allowed to stop. So Rashi is not sure. Rashi can learn moil. But we, the mechavo passes like the other v'shainim, that b'chol davishol mitzvah you're not allowed to stop. A kocha can't learn a moil because a moil is also a dvar mitzvah. So you have no right to stop this moil. L'chein nira zaktasma nuprad the pirish roifei pasha. He's a regular doctor. You can stop a doctor, but you cannot stop a moil. If you look in the Taz brings the Sma and asks on him. Zok the Taz. If the Rabbeinu meant a moil, Hasim over there and Sif Gimel, that by all the Taz in Sif Aleph, right over here. Hasim, the Taz holds that the Mechaba holds later on that a davishol mitzvah you cannot stop. Tamani, if that was the smaz kasha that a moil cannot be what we're referring to because a moil is a divine mitzvah, then who adin my tikin lefizeh b'mashapir shreifin nefoshes? What did he fadim by saying we're talking about a doctor? The otu zeinu mitzvah. To be a doctor is not a mitzvah. To save people is not a mitzvah. That's also a mitzvah. If you cannot stop a moil, you also cannot stop a doctor. So the Sma holds you're allowed to stop a doctor, and the Taz says you cannot stop a doctor. Now, how did the Taz know? Otu zeinu mitzvah. So God is a rosh in the Dorim, but in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridah and Shin Lamed Vav, it talks about the rights of the doctor, malpractice over there, and it talks about the dinim of Rapa Yerape, and over there it starts off that it's a mitzvah to be merape, and it's bechlal pikuach nefesh. So you see there it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, avad, you now let us stop him. If you can't stop a moil, then you can't stop a doctor for the same token. Alright, that's what the Taz says. It's a shver kasha, and a lot of achrenim give terutzim to the Sma, and they actually argue with the Taz. We'll see shortly the Taz is Eitzah, but they don't like the Taz is Eitzah, and they try to back the Sma as Eitzah, the Sma's Prat, with different terutzim. I just want to take apart this Taz, just understand this kasha. Otu roifei einu mitzah. But I don't know why a doctor is a mitzvah, and I'll explain. I have asked many people, Talmidei Chacham, and no one could show me where it says that to be merape is a mitzvah. Yes, it says in Yeridei Shin Lamed Vav that it's bechlau pikuach nevish, it's a mitzvah gedolin, it's gavaldik. If you look at the sources, the tashpats, and the source that the mechab is coming from, it's a gavaldik azach. But if you look at every single source, you'll notice that everyone is talking about with a sakonis nefashis. Sakonis nefashis, I understand it. It's mitzvah deraisa to save someone from sakonis nefashis. Mitzvah of hatzolah. Vashivaisal, you have to, Shavas Gufay, the Gemara says, Avada, you have to be meshiv, just like you have to be meshiv his moment, you have to be meshiv his guf as well, and protect him from dying, that's for sure. But let's talk about the regular doctor, routine daily checkups, or the doctor who fixes a broken arm. I mean, it might be a doctor who's going to correct me, a broken arm eventually might lead to death. I don't know. Let's be honest for a second. And all these type, most of the time, there is no sakonis nefashis involved. Strep might lead to sakonis nefashis.
You're referring to such a doctor. Those days, maybe the doctors only did sakonis
nefashis. Oh, they only did sakonis. I mean, there was no upper respiratory infection. They didn't have colds or earaches or broken limbs. Okay, fine. If that was the case, kizint ay. But that means the truvis who would like to apply this makleikas bismaneinu are not applying it properly because bismaneinu, our doctors don't. Generally, I'm not oisik. A GI, even if a person nebuch has reflux, it's not comfortable, but it's not life-threatening. If a person has v'chein. Sorry?
Dermatologist.
Very good. Excellent. So you have a lot of doctors, a dentist. Okay? So you have a lot of... All right. Fine. Maybe he might need a psychiatrist if he believes it's a... He can't fear the pain. But anyway, lemaisa is most doctors are not sakonis nefashos, and therefore, if you look, yes, there's a rishos. If a rabbi, your rabbi gives you a rishos, and I'm not taking away they're doing a chesed and they're helping other people. But if that's the case, I think every person doing. I think every person who owns a grocery store is doing a chesed. Every person who owns any store is doing a chesed. They're supplying products or services that people need. It's a great chesed, but that doesn't make it a mitzvah that gives you a right just to park yourself here. That doesn't. To go park yourself somewhere else. Do your mitzvah, your chesed somewhere else. Don't do it here. A mitzvah we're talking about is a mitzvah. So moyel, I understand. A roifei nefashes, I also understand. But stam roifei, I don't understand. I'm a melo. Even if you tell me, and I'll take it to the next step, even if you tell me that doctors do both, he'll do sometimes roifei nefashes and sometimes not, that gives him a right to allow all cold warm patients to come into the neighborhood. But anyone who just has upper respiratory infections is not allowed into the neighborhood. And if he cannot distinguish between the patients, he has no right to park himself here. He can't, so go somewhere else to do your practice. It means you have no right to bring in the traffic of those people that you're not doing a mitzvah for. Memela could be that's what this might hold. That's why you're allowed to stop.
But it's interesting that the Lashon of the Sma is right for Kufois, but in the Tazir it says right for the Kufois.
Very good. I want to be medayik that as well. I don't know if it was done bedafka. But the Taz changed that Lashon to right for the Kufois. Kielu maybe is being Miramis, so we're talking about Sakon and Safoches. I'm not sure. The Maisa of the Sma's Lashon is not that. Correct. Fine. But good. That's one Makshava. Another Makshava is that I don't believe, I would like to at least suggest, that you can't just create your own mitzvahs and just, you know, expound on this and just schlep it. What we're talking about is a mitzvah, specific mitzvah. The Rishonim talk about the tefillah b'tzibah, if you want to park a shul there. So it's a tefillah b'tzibah. There's a chiv d'rabbanan to have a shul. A chalukas tzedakah, a mitzvah d'raisa to give out tzedakah. Things that are mitzvah pratiyas, that I understand, for those mitzvahs, they were daicha, this inyan of having a right to have a peaceful neighborhood, and we'll see the reasons why, but good. But that's true, that you have a right to. But it's tam, if you want to extract and say, well, this is awesome, and all these things are great, gvaldik hazachin. I don't know if it's not a mitzvah prati, do you have this din? Just a thought. But all right, anyway, the achreinim give different terutzim to the sma. The Pamoine Zov says that the sma is talking about a practice, let's say in America, you're not allowed to discriminate, so they were serving the general populace, Sai Yidin and Lahavdil Sai Goyim. So you have a right to bring the Yidim in, so that's a mitzvah. Very nice. But the Goyim, there's no mitzvah to heal. So there's no mitzvah to heal. So then you have no right to open up a practice. If your practice is going to draw Goyish patients, because for those patients there's no mitzvah, so you have no right to do it. That's how the Pamon Yazov touches up the Sma. The Aruch HaShulchan says the exact same halacha by himself, but he doesn't touch in the Sma. He just says, you should know, we're talking about only if he's Merape Yehudim, but if he's Merape Enim Yehudim, you don't have this halacha. Very nice. I think if a person is an elach of business and he provides an elach lawyer is also making kiddush Hashem, an elach weaver is also making kiddush Hashem. I don't think that's what we're talking about. We're talking about where the thing itself is the mitzvah. That mitzvah. So if a roifei goyim is not a mitzvah, you don't have that. I've added, by the way, you have to be roifei einum yehudim as well when they darkei shalom, 100%. So I've added, and Hatzolo responds to goyish calls as well. I'm not saying that, but that doesn't make it into a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that gives you a right to come here. The Shut Avnei Nezer has his spin on things, and he says that we're only talking about those mitzvahs that if we wouldn't allow you to come here, there's a chashem shema yisbatel. The mitzvah might be nisbatel, mamela, we don't want that chalila to happen. So therefore, faket, we'll allow you to come here, and the neighbor will have to be soivel your presence. So he says like this, if it's a mitzvah like mila, or it's other forms of mitzvahs like Torah. We don't really need the meal and Torah unless we're maminim. We're bnei Torah, we understand that we need it. But it's not a mitzvah of shebeguf that goyim would do. Mashenken, a doctor, the goyim have doctors as well. They heal patients as well, even though there's no tzivui that they should be healing patients. It's something that, it's a svara nushe that's going to happen. And even if we don't allow it to come in the neighborhood, somehow they'll forget sechaneta how to have a doctor. So all those type of mitzvahs that you would do anyway, that we don't have the chash Hashem is battle, you don't have the right to come here. Memela, that's the chilek between a roifei and a moyel. Membeli wants a taina that it says in Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to be mishadach for umnis because it's a mitzvah to have people to be professionals, to have people to have proper panosa, because Hashem, if not, they're going to go into maisalistis if they don't have, like the Maran Kedushin says. So he says, so how come over here we're stopping all these professions? And not only that, we're even stopping schools, right? We have a school that teaches professions. As long as it doesn't teach Torah, you're allowed to stop it. It's doing a gewaltig kazak. It's teaching umnis, with a PC. PCS or whatever has a gvaldik hazach. It's setting up umnis which on Shabbos you're allowed to do because it's a cheftei shemayim. So why isn't it daik? It's the same thing because they're going to have it anyway. Without the mitzvah, yeah, mitzvah, no mitzvah, it's going to happen. So memela, you don't have the chshash shemi yizbata, you don't have a right to come in. We're only talking about those mitzvahs that have a chshash of shemi yizbata. All right, when we get to Miyat Hashem Tisiv Gimel, we're going to flesh it out and develop it much more, what the lumdis of mitzvahs and why it's different, and then hopefully we'll revisit this issue. I just wanted to plug it in here because it's a nafkamina, how to tie up this roife. But the Taz himself says it's a different pshav. V'nira, d'lohachi kosar abenu mili de mitzvah gekoin l'chalek l'tztok oy l'spala b'yud. Why did he give those examples? The dafke be any mitzvah hatoli betziruf anoshim. Only mitzvahs that require a rabbim, a group of individuals, kama elu dechashiv, a minion, whatever. So you need to have an assembly, a group. So that we're going to have to let. We're going to say, go somewhere else. Well, then somewhere else, you're also going to have an assembly. Wherever you're going to park, you're going to need this assembly. So then you're allowed to come here too. Mm-hmm. If you're a moyel who asked everyone to make a bris in your living room, faket, let them make every person make a bris in their own living room, and you, the mo, travel Sunday to this living room, Monday to that Ben, Tuesday to that Ben. Why do you have to bring all the traffic here? If you're going to draw traffic to the house, you have a right to stop. That's the Taz's Chilik. The Avnei Nezer doesn't like the Taz's Chilik, and he says, aren't we talking about also large cities, large neighborhoods, where it's not practical that there are harbei cholim and you can't have the doctor running to every single home? You can't do that. If the doctor's going to be running around town, he won't be able to get to everybody. That's why they structured it faket. The doctor has a doctor's office, and every chayla goes to the doctor's office. So he says it's not the eitz of the Taz that he says it's not a mitzvah because they could run around town. It's not practical because when there's harbei chayla, they can't run around town. And the Chasam Sofim Baba Barsa also asks on the Taz, similar, and he says, roiv chayla. Maybe it's right that they had a different definition of chaylim, but he says roiv chaylim aren't up to going to the doctor. They can't. They're not mobile. They can't travel. So memela, the doctor. I said it right. 1 second. Roiv chaylim and you chaylim it's all roif. Right. So memela, he says such case. But lemaisa is if you look in the Taz never feared ois roif. It could be the Taz is moida that eno chanami roif is different. He was only saying why a moil is not. He just said on the smaz pshat of roif in the foshes otuzeinu mitzah. But once he's going with his own pshat that the chilik is whether you need a tzir fanashim or not. So eno chanami moil is good, and who are then maybe roif is good for the same reason, because that's also something that could go around town. Maybe not. All right. Another kasher Chasam Sofer, which is maybe even shtarka, the Chasam Sofer asks, just practice, you know, today we have a phone, we have faxes, we have forms of communication, so that guy could be there and call me up, that I should go there. But in the olden days, there was no way to communicate, so how did the roife or the umin or the moil, let's say, the roife or the moil know that there's a bris to be done? Someone had to come to his house and tell him, by the way, notify me, you know, I'm making a bris tomorrow, could you be my moil? So he says, what did you fadeen? He says, I don't understand, what did you fadeen by making the moil go there? Every person who, every Avi Ben had to anyway come to the mile to notify him that there's a bris.
Not crowds of people.
Okay, fine. And every Avi Achayla also, or the Mishpacha had to come and notify the Roife that there's a Achayla. So he says, anyway, you're drawing in the traffic. So maybe not to the same extent, but he says, anyway, you're drawing the traffic. So he doesn't understand what Eitzah he has. Mamela, they argue. So Lemaisa is the Achrenim argue with the Taz, and they back up the Sma that there's a Achayla between a Roife and a mile. A moil, you have no right to stop because it's a mitzvah, but a roifa, you have a right to stop. All right. Could be, if you learn like the Paimonides of Lamosha, it's nafkamina lalacha. He says it's only reason the Sma says, oh, it's goyim. But if you have a profession that only deals with Yidin and a chanami, then you won't be able to stop such a roifa either. And a chanami. So the nafkamina is according to the different pshatim. All right, let's continue. Continues the Mechaber, not only you can't become such a professional in this chotzer, v'chein mishu yesh lo bayis b'chotzer ha-shutfin, if you have a bayis in such a chotzer, lo yaskirenu lechid me'elu, you have no right to rent it out to one of these professionals. Because you're doing the same thing, really. You're being goyim wat him to open a practice in the neighborhood and drawing a crowd. So you can't aid or abet such a thing to happen. Memelu, you're now allowed to rent it out to such a person. And the Rishonim say, even if it means losing rent. It means even if somebody else is not willing to match that price. A doctor's willing to pay for his doctor's office $2,000 a month. If I had to rent it out to just a regular couple, I'll get $1,000. I'm losing money. Tough luck. Even if it means you're losing money on the rent, you have no right to rent it out to one of these professionals because you're bringing them into the neighborhood and drawing this crowd and ruining the neighborhood. Being married by the koel, the married nechnasim v'yaitzim. That's what the... Now, the beragoyla, if you look in Sifkaton Vav, on the side, it's very small letters, but where the asterisk is, he says from the B'Shem Dabach, V'hu de'ikim man deboye le'soichre. As long as there's somebody else who's willing to rent your apartment, even for less, but there's someone willing to rent your apartment. Ele she'eino reitza le'soichre b'deich she'yiskezeh. You're just not willing to pay the same price that this person is paying. V'hu adin gabi mechira le'akim. We didn't do that yet. We'll see. In the Ramah, Dikamanda Reitzel Luknoisa, Shaina Reitzel Luknois, Bekdei Shiknoisa Zeh. It has to be told to someone who's willing to pay something, but if a person's not willing to buy it or rent it out at all, then the Bach holds that you are allowed to rent it out to one of these professionals. That's what the Bergoyle and the Bach say. However, the Mashmoisid and the Sivis and the Aruch HaShulchan is not Mashma like that, because when they bring down the Halach, if you look at the Sivis Hakotza, the small Nasivis, and Sifkat Nehei, he leaves out those extra words. He said, "Lo yiskerenu v'afilu einu meitzi achel laskir." Even if you can't find anyone else to rent it out to, he leaves over those last few precious words. I feel einu meitzi achel laskir, b'chdei that this person is renting it out. If I say it's a nesiv, it's not hold. It's not significant. Ikanukud is tough luck. You're now allowed to rent it out, no matter what. Even if it means keeping your apartment or your house empty, you're now allowed to rent it out. So pashas in the machlok is achrayim. All right, but you.
I understand the basic thing. By a moel, if he doesn't kneel in the house, then you have a whole tzibur covered. So there's a very large amount of people who are not in the gear to the mitzvah. They don't need it. Maybe the minion. I don't know if they're a minion even. Now a rofa, you have one patient, a few patients coming. What's the difference between a rofa has a couple of patients, or his person has a large family, or he has the cousins coming over for a visit? It's only a small number of people that are in.
How many times do you have your cousins over for a visit?
A couple of times a year.
And the doctor has many patients a day. So it's...
How many patients? But it's not a large number.
What do you mean? He might have a dozen patients a day. But so it's 12 times...
A dozen patients an hour. Dr. Shanik would live there?
Dr. Shanik has about, I don't know, 100 patients an hour, right?
So... The crowds that are coming are not again to the mitzvah.
First of all, I'll be honest with you. I'm not convinced, by the way, that in those days they had these large, major crowds like we have by Mila. I mean, the Chasana, they had 10 people. So I would assume for Mila, they didn't have much more than that, right? I mean, they make the Mila larger than the Chasanas, right?
The Bar Mitzvah applies to the doctor and to the patient. So everyone who's coming is itself...
And the person bringing the patient? Actually, and the people who are being mishtatif in this mila and coming, and all right, fine. Anyway, and it's a mitzvah, I guess. We mitzvah to nana, we sued this from a mila. All right, we could make our own mitzvah. All right.
Maybe the case of the
royal
is not that they're coming to do milas to people. The male went to shul to do the meal. They come before to check the baby. They're coming afterwards to check.
He can't go there to check the baby. And even that. So even that would be. Okay. He says maybe we're talking about just the checking and the. All right.
Since when, if you don't, you have no one to rent something to, you go ahead and do.
An avla. Right, the Bach, you have to know, he was hanging on a diik, but in Svara it's difficult to understand the Bach. Why should it make a difference how great the laws are? If the guy's willing to rent it from me for $1, then not. So I just lost $1,999. No, zero, then yeah. Like, what? Where's the cutoff point? What's the lumdus of this? I don't know.
Likewise, how long would it have to go vacant?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, what's considered the back? The mice is the nesiv. I'll be honest with you. If you look in the Heindeke Boyskin, they just quote the Bach and the Baragola blindly. The mice, if you look, the nesiv is an arkashu can leave out those words. It seems that they argue. So I'm not so convinced. And like I said, I don't really understand the sort of the Bach 100% anyway. Fine. All right, let's continue. Zok the Rama, Haga, Avalu Mokroi, but to sell it to one of these professions, Yeshremim Deshari, some say it's Mota. You're going to have a problem, you bring these people in. You'll take it up with the lokech, take him to the din Torah. If you sell it to a guy that you have no one to handle with, and he's going to do what he wants, you won't be able to stop him, you have no right to sell it. But if you're selling it to a yid, and what are you afraid of, that he's going to open up such a profession, fine, so I'll take the yid to a din Torah, I'll worry about it then. But why do I have a right to stop this guy from selling it to him? Bishlam renting it, that's different. You have to know what the chilek renting and selling is. But that's what Ramos says. He makes a chilek between renting and selling. Renting, you could stop the maskir, but selling, you have no right to stop the seller from selling it to one of these professionals. And what is the chilek between the two? And Aniza has, we're going to see a few different hezberim, and it's a nafkamina la halacha. Look in this massive cotton ches. Yeshremim Deshari, some say it's muta to sell. Hatam Nirali, this massive conches. To be Mechira, Enu Nira Kokach, it's not so blatant or nick or noticeable. Shekonu Lasses Boy Malachtai. It's not such a given that he's going to open up his practice here. To Yeshremim Shekonu Lanakla. He plans maybe one day retiring and he wants to come to Lakewood. Leah Shalala Dira Vyadabai Binoy, in the meantime will have his son there, or Yaskarenu Lachem, or he'll rent it out Stamazoy, Ach Yifnum Malachtai until he finishes his practice. Vim Yova Lakeak Akakaklasis Bum Malachtai. But if later he decides yet to open up his practice there, how much bin Lishtoyedina Badi Lakek, or Lakakla Michael Zakazal Bemoika, this is the punch, Kivan She'ein Hezekoi Bari. When you sell it to a buyer, even if he's a professional, Lav Davki is going to open up his practice here. So I cannot stop the seller. It's a suffix. He may not. So I can't stop the seller. It's only for a short period of time. It's not typical for someone to rent out a bias. People don't rent houses and just let it stay empty till they retire. It doesn't make sense. The chilek this mass suggests is that by selling, it's not a bari hazeka. Lav dafka, the person is going to open up his practice. Renting, if a professional is coming to rent, he's for sure going to open up his practice. And mamela, you could stop Damascus. It's like Damascus is aiding and abetting this to happen. I already want to nip it in the bud. Maska, you have no right to do this.
But automatically, people opened up their businesses from their homes.
Yeah, it was very typical in those days to open up businesses in their houses. Correct.
Like
right.
Automatic thing.
Automatic.
Because if he's renting,
people in glass houses shouldn't. One second. You have a business in your house, right? Good. And we had it today as well. Just maybe not as frequent as then. It's not as prevalent.
But if someone's renting it, how do we know? I'm renting to someone.
Well, we'll find out.
Let's. How do we know he's opening up?
Well, till now he was living somewhere else, and he was a barber in his house somewhere else. He was practicing in his own home then, and now he's buying this house. Well, he's renting this house. What do you think he's going to be doing? He's going to be moving over his practice to this house. He's not going to hold both houses, so he's going to move here and open up his practice here. So it's bari hazeka. It's a definite. Mashenkin here. That's not hazeka bari. That's the chilek between mechira and schiris.
Likewise, in schiris, if you know that he owns a shop, then
yeah, then in a kanam, and then you know.
L'chayre.
I mean, we're going to play with an inverted nafkamina soon. Yes. So the Aruch HaShulchan says very similar to this as well. He just fleshes it out a little, maybe a drop better. And he says, if I sell something, the buyer is allowed to do whatever he wants with the house. There's no strings attached. Nothing survives the closing. Do whatever you want. But Mela, I don't ask him right now, what are you doing with your house? Put limitations in the usage. It's ridiculous, right? Mashenka and someone who's renting, you can't just open up a business in the house. Forget about the neighborhood. Mitzad me, the mask here. You're bringing in a thoroughfare. No way. You're going to kill, destroy the home. I'm not letting. So in order for you to do this anyway, you had to clear it with the mask here. So it means the mask here knows exactly what you're doing. So it's bari hazeka. Mashenke, by a seller. A seller is not bari hazeka because who knows what the buyer is doing. He doesn't schmooze with the buyer what he's doing it for because it's not negeya. It's not up to him to decide what the buyer should use it. Memela, that's the chilek between mechir and tzchir. It's very similar to the smash. Just he fleshes out a drop better. It should come out then, if this man and the Aruch HaShulchan, if this is the pshat, should come out major nafkamina la halacha, that if you have a buyer who just slips it in the conversation to the seller, by the way, I am opening up my profession here, finished, and you're not allowed to sell it to him. The whole hat is, it's not bar ezeka, but if he tells you lahed, he's going to do that, then you have no right to sell it to him. So it means, where the Ramah says, No problem. Yesh Emen Deshari. No, it's not so posh. It's only Shari when you don't know what he's going to do with it. But if you know what he's going to do with it, it's not Shari. Very much Chosim and Haseifa.
It has to be that he knows something. If he doesn't know, then why shouldn't it be Shari? He has no clue what the guy's doing. Why should we show him?
No, that's it, because we know that he's a doctor. But I don't know if he plans on opening up here. Maybe he plans opening up on the street, like Yisrael was saying. We could have different sfeikis involved. All right. Lemais is this man, the Drisha, says this property legs to Nachapshat. Says another reason. He says, typically, the distinction between who sells homes and who rents out homes. Somebody who sells a house is usually out of desperation and is typically deemed an ani. So Memele Chazal didn't want to stop this ani from losing the sale, so we allowed him to go through with the sale. Mashen Kein Tzon, who rents out, he says, Harbi Hashim rent out. They have houses, landlords, they rent out property, it's not a problem. So the Memele Chazal weren't bothered to make this takana, so to speak, to stop, to prevent you from renting it out, because we're not really staring the ani, we're staring only the Ashir. But by Mechir, which is generally the Aniyim, then we didn't want to shter. That's what the Drisha says, a whole new angle. The Maisa and the Drisha's Pshat is shter for a different reason, is that this halacha doesn't distinguish whether there's somebody else who's willing to rent it out for the same price, for more or for less. Doesn't say. Just says, Schiris is Asa, and Mechir is Mutta. If the Drisha is right, that the whole chilek is because who sells houses is Aniyim, but who rents out houses is Ashirim, then it should come out that if somebody else is willing to match the price, so there's no hefsid for you, then you don't have this heta. Why is Mechira always Mutta? Because we're typically talking about an Ani that would only give you a right to sell it if no one else is willing to match that offer. But if someone's willing to match that offer, it should be us to sell. Now you don't have the heta. We're chosh for the Aniyim. What do we chosh for? He can get the exact same price from a different buyer. So what does he need this buyer for? So then it should come out that for such a Mechira, we should be able to stop. And again, it's chos and a sefer, the Ramaz Masha, that every Mechira is Mutta.
You still have a shema.
That's the other teretz. I'm just saying each teretz has its problems. Let's see, we hold the both teretz, but each teretz has its problems. A low plug. Well, no. Mechira, one second. Mechira, even if he happens to be an usher. So no matter low plug, even if you, but for this is no low plug. Bishlam low plug, you say b'chilik between anani and osher. But they should say that the het of mechir is only when you don't get the same price. But if you're getting the same price, then it's low plug. No low plug. Then everyone should be usher because there's no het. Why should we give a dispensation? Why should we allow him to do this if we're not fadining anything? We're not being mahanim anything. No, I'm saying, but the low plug is that should be just like an ani. But an ani has no right to sell, he's not fedini anything if he's getting the same price on someone else. So it should just make halacha that if he's not getting the same price, it should be mota. And if he's getting the same price, only matching the bid, it should be awesome. The Bach suggests a different pshat, and I think the Bach pshat is the most mustava pshat, and we should go with this. And the Bach says that there's a chilek in fundamentally between mechira and schiris. By Mechira, once I sell it, I'm gone. I'm out of the picture. I have nothing to do with this house anymore. It's the buyer's house. If he does trouble, then take him to a dinter. Don't bother me. I have nothing to do with this. Schiris, I am the landlord. He is in my house that he's doing something that's disturbing the neighborhood. So I am Machroi. Yes, I'm a mask and he's the soicha, true. And it's he already rented out. But Lamai says he is living, renting out my house. So it's like Machmasi, Begromasi, I'm staring the neighborhood. I'm putting somebody in my house, using my house to stare the neighborhood. It's like I'm staring the neighborhood. So Mamela, that's why Schiris is a problem. But by Mechir, then I'm gone, I'm out. Take it up with the boy. If he's doing something wrong, take it up with him. It has nothing to do with me. I'm out of here already. And that's Mamela, like the Bach, it's very simple. It's a very simple cut. All Schiris is Asa, and all Mechira is Mutta. Mechira, I'm out of the picture. I shouldn't say all, with the exception of selling it to a guy. If you sell it to a guy, I have no one to reckon with. You sell it to someone who I can't take to dinner. You tell me, go with him and handle with him. I can't handle with him. Mamela, it would be also to sell to a guy. But any time you're selling it to a Yid who's a Tzayis Ladin, I have no right to stop the sale. All right. Fine. Let's move on. That's Sif Aleph. So to come out, just in, to recap, in Sif Aleph, you cannot open up a profession or any type of business practice in a Mavi Mefulish or in a Chatzah, apartment building, whatever, a complex. You're not allowed to open up. And not only aren't you allowed to open up, you're not allowed to even rent to somebody else who's opening up one of these things. Even a store, a jewelry store, whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. Anyone's bringing in traffic into the neighborhood is now allowed to do it. Fine.
If the store's there before the neighbors can move in and complain?
Okay, that's an excellent question. Very good question. And etzim, it's totally later on. We're going to see, but we're going to see that. You know what? Let's see Siv Beis. We'll start Siv Beis and Siv Dal. You'll see more if there's such a thing as a chazaka and gives you a right to continue.
How can you sell a piece of property to a buyer if you know the buyer's going to have problems with it?
I'll sell, I can make my deal. The buyer will have to go to a din Torah. You wouldn't want to, I'm fooling the buyer? Oh, maybe the buyer knows about what's going on, maybe he knows the halacha, maybe he should know the halacha. So it's really not for now. And who could make a toys? And that's pashut. If I would sell to somebody and he thinks he could do something, and halacha he can, is that grounds for a mekach toys? Just to be kids, there's a Shulti Gibarim Chariz Daflam and Zayin who handles the Shaila, and there's a Truvus HaRashba. Truvus HaRashba was a case where I sold a house and he had a Cheshvin of Valdi, we were able to open up a certain window or a door, and then when he bought it, he realized, oh, Niskei Shenim is now allowed to do it, and there's a grounds for a Mekach Tais. It's not for now, but it's a Shaila. All right. I don't think you have to check. You could do it, but if someone stops you, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem. Lemaise is, if you, I don't know if you should, if I get harder from the Amchaz, let the Olam know about it. If the Olam knows about it and they don't complain, so go ahead. If they complain at that point, you have to face the music. But until then, you're fine. You shouldn't do this discreetly. All right. Sif Beis. Chanus Shebechotza, Yechelem Ashkenim Numchis Biyadu Velomeloi, Ein Onu Yechelem Lishon Mikhaila Naknasim Vayoitzim. So, like I said before, here the Mechaba says Koil. Before it's Rebo, here it's Koil. Mm-hmm. It's Labdavka. All right. El Oysim Malachtoi, same thing. He's bringing in the Koil, the Rebo. El Oysim Malachtoi Bechanusai. He could manufacture the products in his Chanus. And the Beis Yosef points out, Dafka in his Chanus. He can't manufacture it in the common courtyard. He can't do his work. He's a welder and he wants to do it in the courtyard. And no, he's an auto mechanic and he has these body parts, the car parts in the backyard, in the front yard or the courtyard. He cannot do that. He could do it in his own private property. And then he'll open up a retail store in the shuk. He'll go bring the wares to the shuk, but he cannot sell it from his home. But they cannot stop him. They cannot stop him from saying, oh, you're making so much noise with your hammer, with your grinder. So the Maccabi is talking about your type of a case, where the person was there for a while, and no one was Meicha, and someone's getting up, I had enough. We got to put an end to this. Get out of here. Your mamish driving me crazy with your customers. So on that, the Mechabe says, when you have a chazaka, the Mechabe says that I could stop you from selling, but I cannot stop you from manufacturing in your own property. I can stop you from selling because that draws people into the neighborhood. But I cannot stop you from the manufacturing in your own home, even though you're making a lot of noise, the coil, that I cannot stop you.
The
crowd, chazaka doesn't help, but for the koil or the manufacturing, chazaka does help. And the diuk in the Mechaber is that had you not had a chazaka for either, then I could stop you even for the koil of the manufacturing. But if you had the chazaka, it helps for the koil of the manufacturing, or it doesn't help you for the koil of the nechnas.
We say the case stopped out when there's no chazaka yet.
That's one thing. He's doing one thing. He's
no, maybe until now he was just
manufacturing? No, but doesn't. So Maccabi is setting up an akimta. So if you had a chazak at the air, then both would be mutter. Why is Maccabi saying, Allah psuka? This is mutter and this is also. This I could be makav, this I can't. It should be totally on what I have a chazak.
He's saying there's only a chazak on the.
No, he says, once you have a chazaka for this, it's Cain, because he was doing it till now. No, he's doing everything till now, but this chazaka works and this chazaka doesn't work. And even on that part, Hagazak, the Ramah, V'yeshem, the Choma, Sha'isa, B'chanusa, V'beisa, Afilu, L'chachil, Eni, Yuchayla, L'mchais. The Ramah argues on this dik in the Machaba, Ramah holds that even L'chachilo, you cannot be moicha on the coil of the manufacturing in your house. I am allowed to be moicha on the customers, but I cannot be moich on the manufacturing. Now, why not? I have a chazaka. So the Achronim say, the Rishonim really say, is that there's a concept in Nischei Shchenim of Kutshu Ubei Sakise. When something is such a terrible hezek, we don't assume from the fact that you were moichel. What type of chazaka anyway we're talking about? We're not talking about a chazaka that you could prove that you bought the rights here. You hear cheskas gimushonim. This ma says we're talking about. Where's this ma? Oh, in Sifkat Nir Aleph. He says, "Hi Chazak and Nir, any rats alam cheskas gimushonim. Elakosh nikashasim malachtoi, vishama, veloy mikhoboy, havalela ramam chazaka benizakim." We're not talking about the cheskas gimushonim that you're claiming now, chazaka sheshim metaina, that I bought the rights from the neighborhood. Avada, that's not practical, it's not mistaven, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, stop, I was here first, I was here for a while, no one complained, vayom, now you wake up, now there's a problem, what's going on? Now you're waking up. So that's what we're talking about. So he says, there's a concept, kutra beis akise, when you have such a terrible hezek, we have a chazaka ein adam meichel on such a shtera right. No one's being meichel. The fact that he was soivel it till now, he was soivel. Now he doesn't want to be soivel anymore. But he would never be meichel such a thing and give you, oh, that's it, a blank check. Now you could stay here forever. Never in the world. So memelu the machab is being mechalek. If the person is just making noise and making a racket in his house, only in his house, nope. He's not allowed to do it, l'chatchi, like it be moichel. But if I let it go, and there's a chazaka, I was moichel. But to have this thoroughfare, traffic, customers coming, the noise, and the chak, no way am I letting this happen. No way. A chas nuhul as my neighbor. It's not happening. I'm not letting this happen. And the fact that I was saved till now, and I had my tzidkis, and I was biting my lip till now, but I was zikha never moichel. If I want to wake up now, I have a right to be moichel. And that's the chilek. We don't assume, the loy michel, that there was a mechila. It can't be. It's too strong of a hezek.
Didn't we say before the kol could possibly be worse than
only happens more times.
Because
you can't limit it, and so it happens day, night. I need it all the time. I need it by night. I need it by day. I need to sleep all the time. But that just shows that it's 24 hours. It doesn't show that it's a stronger problem. It's a stronger hezek that it can't be solved. It's maybe a little hezek that's just constant. Mashiach, and that is a bigger hezek. Also, if you realize that over there we're talking about the koil of the neknasim v'yaitzim, and could be anachanami. That's taka so terrible, and chazaka won't work on that either. What we're talking about is not the koil of the neknasim, we're talking about the koil that you're making inside your own house by making a racket. That koil is bearable, and if I wasn't meicha, I was meicha. But anachanami, you're right, the koil of the neknasim v'yaitzim and anachanami, that koil is also, there's no chazaka for. Anachanami. All right, Zak. I just want to, you know.
You can only call about other things like fumes for
manufacturing. I hear. I don't know. It's a good shaila. They talk about all the problems in hezekis, but I hear the shaila. Now the ma'ase is you have a machlokes mechab ben Ramah. The mechab holds that lechatchila you're allowed to stop a coil of manufacturing, and the Ramah says you're not allowed to stop the coil of manufacturing. La halacha. What do we do? And it's not clear in halacha what we do. There is a bit of a mashmoich sam sofer that we follow the Rambam. However, there's a Chuvis Netzach Yisrael from Rav Grossman. He's a Dain in Eretz Yisrael. He used to be in the Gudda like 20 years ago. In Simen Yud Ches, there's a lot of chuvis, very geshmaka chuvis, practical chuvis. But over there he says that since it's a machloikis, whether you're allowed to do it or not, he says that leiteshitas hashach and kufnun heis, have gotten your test, the shach holds over there, whenever you're in a machloikis, am I staring you as niske shkeinim or not, who's going to win? Who's the moksik? Everything goes on mitzvah kevelar. Who's the moksik? The shach is that the mazik is the moitzi. The mazik, if he cannot establish that he has a right to be mazik, he's not allowed to be mazik. The Melech Zokt and Netzach Yisrael here too, that hayoyis is a machlokes mechaber ramo, whether you're allowed to come here or not, whether you're allowed to make this manufacturing noise in your house or not, or is it a shter, he holds that lechatchilo, you're not allowed to do it. You have to be machmir. If you can't prove that you're allowed to make such a koil and shtar the neighborhood, then you're not allowed to do it. Which would come out that in essence we'll be passing like the Mechaba. Not like the Rama. We'll be passing like the Mechaba that I have a right to stop you because it's a sveka didina and it's a safek didina. You're allowed to be mazik me. Oh. So Grada, that's a klal. And maybe it's a good time to mention it. Unbeknownst to many, this is a klal in Hayra, and many Paiskin don't know this klal either. I just recently mentioned to one Paisik, there's Agdama, is that the Ramah, there are many truths, there's Gashuni, there's There's a prima godim in his klali ha'ira, I think it is at the beginning. There's a klal that when the Rama says v'yei shomrim, doesn't mean that he's passing that like that shita. When the Rama says v'yei shomrim means the Rambachaba brought some rishonim, and I'm just sharing with the olim the other side, the other set of rishonim, the other opinion. I'm not taking sides. I'm just showing you that both sides are negay. You have to reckon with both sides. Had I held like the Makaba, I would just let the Makaba go. But if I want to tell you they have to be Machma like both Shitas, I'll bring down the Yeshayim and the other Shita. The only times the Ramah paskins is when the Ramah says V'chein Noegin, or V'chein Nikol, or V'chein Nira Lohiris, any type of those Lishaynis that he's trying to tell you, this is it. You got to go like this. Or Ein Lishani, so I mean, it's a different Bituyim that he has. But if he just says V'yeshayim, this is a set of Rishonim. Here's another sheet that you have to worry about. The Melech the Ramah is really where we have two sets of sheets. Even the Ramah, Be'etzim, never really argued with the Makkabi. Just being the argued that you have to reckon with both sheets. So you have to reckon both sheets, but still, Safek Mazik, you wouldn't be allowed to come in.
Yeah,
I hear. So then it should come down. I think the voice can pass can taka that we go with that set of Rishonim. But I hear. Okay, fine. So that's so Lalochi, you might be able to stop, which is interesting. Fine. Now, what is the chilek? Why in the Shitas Ramah? Why does Ramah say that the nechnasim v'yotzim, the people are entering the neighborhood, those people I could stop? Mashenkin, if you're just making noise in your own house and you're also staring me, that I can't stop. The noise that you're doing by bringing the traffic in, the clients, the customers, I could stop. But this noise, I can't even stop lechatchila. What's the chilek? Zok this man, Sivkot Niyud. Since he's making this noise in his house, if you're doing it in your own territory, so I'm not the bailon in your territory, I can't tell you how you're supposed to fear in your apartment, in your house, I can't stop you. Meshenkin, when you're bringing traffic into the neighborhood, it's going into the mavi or the chotza meshutav, so then now you're staring me in my property, because I also have a schus in this area, it's a common area. I'm not going to allow you to use my property to stare me. I have a right to stop you. Memela, that's the chilek. A very glatt chilek for the Ramah. The problem is that the Sma really says this in the Mechaba as well. That's if Kotn Yud is on the Mechaba. As if the Sma is trying to give you a chilek in the Mechaba, why Chazako helps for one and Chazak doesn't help for the other? Why when the guy was there for a long time, he could still be Meicha for the Nechnasim, but yet if he's there for a long time, he does have a Chazako for the Kohl that he has in his house. What's the chilek? And somehow the Sma is saying that one is done in his house and one is done in the common area. Now, l'chay, it doesn't really pass in the Mechav. And see if it jumps in the Sma, what do you want? Bishloim in the Ramaz ve'geshmak. Here you're allowed to be Meicha. Here now let it be Meicha. But in the Mechav beds and holds both things you're allowed to be Meicha. I'm allowed to be Meicha not to make this manufacturing coal as well. It's just the whole shah is a gabi, the chazoka. So if both I'm allowed to be meicha lechachilas, how can you tell me because I'm doing it in my own property? Even in your own property, I'm allowed to stare. I could look the mechaba. I could say you cannot make noise in your own property. So that doesn't work for the mechaba. So what's the chilek in the mechaba? So now, if you look in the sivis sivkot nalef, the regular sivis, he asked the kasha. It doesn't stim in the mechaba. So in the bottom line, he said, "Akolchak tzarich loy matam acher." The dafku b'nechnasim v'yoytzim shebechol yoyim v'yoyim ik nechnasim v'yoytzim acherim. Every day, the new people coming. They're coming at all different hours with different types of noises and different. It's not like there's a steady thing I can get used to. Oh, this, and I know how to work around it. Lo ma'ani chazak in negdom. The domi lo kutra. It's like kutra to yachol loy ma'katayna. Till now, so I yisi shani yachol lekabel. So I kept quiet. I was safe with it. V'akshav, but now I realize. I want to be moicha. Since kalapatish is a constant, regular, day in, day out, the same type of noise and the same, probably same schedule and the same everything, it's something I could work into my schedule. I could work it out. Lechachila, I'd be allowed to be moicha, but if you're there and I was not moicha, mahani chazaka. There the chazaka will work. Because there, a person you could believe would be Meichel. Mashenkin, something like Kol Nechnasim V'yaitzim, that's mamish constant, every day different. I can't get used to this. There's no way I could live like this. So therefore, I'm allowed to be Meichel. All right, I just want to finish the Rambam. We're not going to be able to talk. There's a lot of halacha. I just want to have a David Shalom here, and I'll let the Ilam go. It says, V'davka Zokter Rambam, that says that Loiter Rambam, that I'm not allowed to be moicha from somebody for making noise in his own house, is b'nei odim b'riyim. When you have healthy people living in the neighborhood and healthy neighbors, so normal, having manufacturing noise doesn't really bother me. So I hear a little drill, a little saw, an electric saw, it's not a problem. Avalim heim chaylim, but if the neighbors are chaylim, v'akoyil mazik lahem, and the koyil is disturbing them, yechaylim limchais. They're allowed to be moicha even what you're doing in your own house. And it needs a beer, just because you're chaylin. How all of a sudden you could dictate what he's doing in his own house? If that's the chilek, so why will someone you're chaylin is different? But this halacha is not so poshut, and we're going to have to flesh it out exactly what it means. There's a chazanish, there's a lot of reid, from next week we'll do it. But just a recap, just a chazah, you're now allowed to become a profession in a mavli, she'enu mefulish, or a chotzah. You're now allowed to rent out to any of these people. Selling is permissible as long as you don't sell it to a guy. And now this second halach is that the mechab is mechalak, when you have a chazaka or not. For one, chazaka works. For the coil inside, the manufacturer called chazaka works, but for the nosim v'yotzim, coil doesn't work. And the Rambam holds that for the manufacturing coil that you do in your own house, I don't even have right to stop you, l'chatchila. All right, a good tovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.